time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
As of Thursday morning, Dr. Christine Blasey Ford, the woman accusing Judge Brett Kavanaugh of sexual assault, still has not decided whether or not to testify before the Senate Judiciary Committee on Monday. The 11 Republican men on the committee had issued an ultimatum: testify before the committee or its staff on Monday, or we'll move forward with the plan to put Kavanaugh on the Supreme Court for life. MSNBC's Chris Hayes has more.
They're not even giving Dr. Blasey Ford until Monday. In a letter today, the top Republican of the committee, Chuck Grassley, said that her prepared testimony and biography are due to the committee by 10 a.m. on Friday, September 21st, if she intends to testify on Monday. Last night, through her lawyer, Dr. Blasey Ford requested that the FBI investigate her allegation before she told her story to the committee. And tonight, she is refusing to back down. In a new statement, her lawyer reiterated the call for a full investigation and said that at the very least, multiple witnesses should be included in any proceeding. Attorney Lisa Banks adding the committee is not conducting a fair or good faith investigation and that the rush to a hearing is unnecessary and contrary to the committee discovering the truth. In their rush to confirm Kavanaugh, who categorically denies the allegation, Senate Republicans are ruling out either an outside investigation or testimony from anyone besides Kavanaugh and his accuser. And they are suggesting Dr. Blasey Ford's requests are unfair.
I think it's not fair to Judge Kavanaugh for her not to come forward and testify. Both of them need to testify under oath next Monday before the Judiciary Committee.
That's Senator Susan Collins. One of Ford's objections is that the Republicans are refusing to seek testimony from Mark Judge, who Dr. Ford says was an eyewitness to the assault. Judge has claimed he has no recollection of the incident and does not want to testify. Anita Hill, who was treated horribly by the same committee after she accused Clarence Thomas of sexual misconduct in 1991, suggested she's seeing a similar scenario happening now, 27 years later.
Moving forward on this at this pace, with this kind of sort of black hole of a process being foreseen by many of us, we are really under the impression that the Senate doesn't take this seriously and doesn't see this as part of their core responsibility.
Hill said that the FBI should investigate Ford's claims.
The hearing questions need to have a frame, and the investigation is the best frame for that, a neutral investigation that can pull together the facts, create a record so that the senators can draw on the information they receive to develop their question.
On his way to visit the Carolinas on Wednesday, Trump claimed the FBI just doesn't do that.
Well, it would seem that the FBI really doesn't do that. They've investigated. They've investigated about six times before, and it seems that they don't do that.
That isn't true. In fact, as Senator Ed Markey notes, in 1991, the White House directed the FBI to conduct a full, thorough, and expeditious investigation into Anita Hill's allegations against Clarence Thomas. The investigation was completed in 3 days.
Senator Claire McCaskill, who faces a tough re-election bid in Missouri, announced she opposes Kavanaugh's nomination. She said her decision is based on the judge's support for unlimited campaign contributions. Thursday marks the one-year anniversary of Hurricane Maria hitting and ravaging Puerto Rico. Demonstrators are planning an event outside Trump's Mar-a-Lago property in Palm Beach this weekend. Following South Korean President Moon's trip to North Korea to meet with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, the Trump administration says the U.S. is ready to resume talks with North Korea, seeking denuclearization by 2021. NBC News has the report.
Kim Jong-un pulled out all the stops to welcome South Korean President Moon Jae-in to North Korea with cheering crowds, an intimate lunch, and one of those famous, highly choreographed North Korean stadium shows. All for this. Today, both leaders promising to ease tensions, and Kim Jong-un promising to scale back his nuclear weapons program, to turn the Korean Peninsula into a land of peace without nuclear weapons and nuclear threats, Kim said. Kim agreeing to close his main missile testing facility and saying he'll close his biggest nuclear complex if the U.S. takes corresponding measures. North and South Korea also agreed to create a no-fly zone on their border.
Over those mountains there, you can see into North Korea there.
meaning U.S. Air Force flights, like this one we recently joined, are, in principle, now no longer allowed.
Prior to becoming president, it looked like we were going to war with North Korea, and now we have a lot of progress.
But North Korea has so far done nothing to get rid of the nuclear bombs it already has. And U.S. intelligence officials have told NBC News they believe North Korea is still making nuclear weapons.
Despite that, Kim is planning to go to Seoul soon, and North and South Korea even say they will make a joint bid for the Olympics. So he's getting a lot and so far still keeping his nuclear weapons. I got the
And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.